Let's do this. Get set.
Headed for the open door.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road.
And for a little run, I did. Chris Uzinski here. Hey, welcome to another edition of Running Flat Radio on AM 800. You know, if you're unfamiliar with the show, this is our 101st episode. No fanfare required, really. Dave-O joins me live in studio. How are you, Dave?
Good. Happy anniversary.
Thanks. Yeah, 101st episode. And look, if you're not familiar with Running Flat Radio, we're the show that's really all about endurance, mostly, you know, really about running, some triathlon, some cycling. But, you know, we produce really fun running events here in Southern Ontario and in Michigan. And, you know, this show kind of takes you through these kind of amazing stories of all these great people that are in the sport or getting involved in the sport. And 'cause every runner has a story. Every single one of them does, and it's always inspirational if you just kind of boil it all down. And the beauty of it is you can run at any age. Running is ageless. It doesn't matter your physical type. You just got to start. You got to put the shoes on, and you got to go down the road, and you just got to make that difference. Make that difference in your own life. And we're here to kind of help you do that. So last week, we had this wonderful show with Dr. Wadia Tarhouni from the Windsor Cardiac Center. He's a great friend of ours. We've worked with him for, it's got to be 5 years now. On different projects. And, you know, we talked about you got to listen to your doctors and make sure you go see your cardiologist. And that we talk about all year long, to make sure you see your cardiologist before you start a running program. Because it's just something you should do. You know, when we talk about sudden cardiac incidents that happen in any sport or anywhere, you know, what's really important is that you diagnose those ahead of time, and so you can live a little bit longer and love a little bit longer. So if you get a chance, go back and listen to last week's episode either on runningflat.com or on iTunes, where we talk about the cardiophone, we talk about real ECG information that's real world. It's fascinating stuff. I love the topic, and I love having him in. And there's a whole bunch of things that I want to do and I want to announce over the next couple months. But we're definitely going to have Windsor Cardiac Center be more involved in Le Chocolat this spring coming up, where we're going to outfit all the half marathoners with a cardiophone. So at the end of the race, they'll be able to get a full ECG workup in a race condition to give their cardiologists. And just what an incredible tool that is in your health. So like I said, Dave-O, who's the voice of Running Flat Events here, joins me. And also later on in the show, the amazing Melissa Bishop is going to be in live here. Yes. Wow. At least that wasn't loud. And yes, she is the Canadian record holder for the 800 meter. She's back in town and drops in to visit us here at Running Flat Radio. This hour, we also have Song of the Week, that new hip song that you want to add to your mix to kind of help motivate you down the road. And Ben Kaplan from Iron Magazine is going to join us also. And again, if you're interested in any of the past 100 episodes of the show, you can go to runningflat.com, hit the radio tab, and just stream them right there. Or just, by all means, just go right to iTunes under Running Flat and download it onto your device and take it with you wherever you go. Couple Running Flat events that are coming up. We've got nothing open, believe it or not. We're actually doing shows without having anything open. It doesn't make any sense to me.
It just can't happen.
It doesn't make any sense. But
open
anyway,
the gates.
I will. The 2017 edition of Le Chocolat will be opening up very soon, so watch for it. There's a new start-finish area. There's a new course layout. Tons of wine. There's some new swag that we're offering this year as well, which is pretty cool. There's lots of chocolate, and of course, there's firemen, because we work with Sparky's Toy Drive to raise money for the great work that they do. This is also Windsor's only half marathon. It's and 10K and 5K run, and really, we attract over 1,500 foreign tourists to this event here to this city, and you know, we're all pretty proud of that. And it's, of course, it's our Mother's Day primer. So it happens not on Mother's Day, because that's the kiss of death for any event. We're the weekend before Mother's Day. And that's what makes it so special.
That's a great event. Come on out. Join us.
Absolutely. And Pelee Island Winery always sells out. It's sold out. But, you know, we still get the calls. So by all means, you can you can come by and we'll put you on the list. But, you know, things happen, you know, really, look, a year in advance, people sign up for this race. Because you have to.
Uh-huh.
Because you want to make those accommodations. You want to make all those deals for accommodations while the island is still open, the cottages are still there, and you can make those arrangements. Because if you do it in the wintertime, nobody's there. It's all shut down. So that's why we open it up so early. And between now and next year, next May, lots of things happen. You know, people get pregnant, kids graduate, get married, like all kinds of things happen. So believe it or not, bibs really become available in the last month. So check back. It's always important to check back on that. And in 2017, we got all kinds of other new races that we want to announce, but we can't because of purpose, because really because of permitting and, you know, some sponsorship issues. But we'll be getting to it shortly. With that, we will definitely be doing. But also on the show, you know, we're going to take a break now. But when we come back, we're going to grab Bill Ewing, who's the operations manager for the Detroit Free Press Marathon, which I just finished off the half with my lovely wife. We did the half. And had a lot of fun this last Saturday. So we're going to talk to Bill about some of the highlights from that race. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. We'll be right back after these messages.
A Money Mart installment loan, put simply, installment 4, paying it back. Depending on the amount you borrow, you could take up to 60 months to pay off your loan. Find details at MoneyMart or MoneyMart.ca. We can help.
It's where old warriors are young again, in the company of others. Do not miss this very special Veterans Appreciation Day luncheon, noon to 3 on November 11th at the Serbian Center, to pay tribute, to remember, to honor, and to thank our brave veterans. Veterans, please arrive at 12:30 to dine free and to share your stories with 200 grade 10 history students from across Windsor and County. Dinner served at 1:15. For tickets to attend this special Veterans Students Appreciation Day, call 519-564-7646 or visit participating Royal Canadian Legions. Veterans, free. You must have a ticket.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by Devonshire Mall. Snap and share a photo of any of the great deals at Devonshire Mall using hashtag DMallDeals, and you could win a $100 gift card. Visit DevonshireMall.com for details.
The forecast now from the AM 800 Weather Center for tonight. Cloudy with showers, clearing overnight with gusty southwest winds becoming northwest and diminishing, the low of 9. Sunny for tomorrow, the high of 21, becoming cloudy tomorrow evening with a 60% chance of rain overnight, the low of 14. Periods of rain for Thursday, the high of 13. Cloudy Friday, the high of 14.
Hard and deserve a vacation, so why settle for anything less than a champagne vacation with Sunwing, Canada's number one to the sun. Get away this winter with just a $50 deposit, plus save up to 50% on champagne vacations with our exclusive price drop guarantee included. And if you book your vacation by October 21st, you'll also receive a $50 future travel voucher. Contact your travel agent or visit Sunwing.ca.
Want to keep cozy and save money this fall? Start by looking around your home for savings. First, keep out drafts with weather stripping. Add in long-lasting LED bulbs to brighten up your whole home. Top it off with advanced power bars for your electronics. Get started with the Fall Coupon Event, now until October 30th. Find a store right in your neighborhood at saveonenergy.ca. Save on energy, power what's next. Powered by the IESO and offered by your local hydro company.
A Money Mart installment loan, put simply. Installment 7, how to get an installment loan. Apply for an installment loan at any Money Mart location. Yes, that includes online at moneymart.ca. We can help.
Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski here with Dave Orshinsky. Dave O is going to join me today.
Hello again.
Nice to have you.
Thanks for having me.
And on our line is one of our dear friends, Bill Ewing, who's the operations director for the Detroit Free Press Marathon. Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great, Chris. How about you?
You know what? I still have a little trouble with stairs. And I still got a little bit of that chafing that I don't really want to talk about on air either. That's still a little aggravating.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Yeah, you know, it was a little bit of a warm run, so you get a little more chafing. But you know what? Just wanted to get you on the air. It was a lot of fun. It's an iconic race. anywhere in North America. You know, when you talk about great races, that Detroit race comes up, and we had a blast, and just kind of wanted to kind of just catch up with you on how one from your end, and you know, the participants. And
well, I think it was a very successful race for us. It started off with a glorious day for the 5K down on the Detroit Riverfront. We just had just over 1,900 finishers in the 5K. Many of them were doubling up on events and running, you know, events on Sunday as well. So,
and did you guys
that's always nice to hear.
Did you guys get a chance to run in front of that incredible USS Detroit warship?
There's a good story about that. The Department of the Navy owes me an apology.
Oh, you too, eh?
We had to move our course with about 10 days left because of this ship and the veil of security around it. We were going to run down by the Renaissance Center on the riverfront, but right. Unfortunately didn't get to. So
the Atwater course.
And actually we like the new course and possibly are going to use it again next year. We just went out east, ran back on the Riverwalk, which was part of the marathon course, so it worked out nicely for us.
Nice. Really nice. Yeah, you know what? I was in, I think, Corral K for the international half, and, you know, got a chance to meet a whole bunch of people. I mean, you guys have people from all over. Not just Canada, the United States, but I mean all over the world that come and do that race.
Yes, we do. It's I think we ended up with seven Canadian provinces and territories. We had 22 countries represented other than the U.S. and Canada. In all 50 states in the District of Columbia except Maine, we did finally find that one person from Wyoming. So didn't quite get there, but it's always our goal to try to get somebody from every state.
You know, I got to tell you, as an RD, and you look at some of the obstacles that you have from an operational standpoint, working within a major metropolitan city, I mean, some of them just make your head scratch. You know, for a really long time.
Great stories.
Oh, I know you do. I know you have a lot of great stories. But you know, when you sit there and you throw into that, you know, an iconic bridge, an international crossing, one of the busiest in the world. On top of that, you know, a tunnel, which is an incredible piece of infrastructure to run through. And of course, don't forget Canada. You've also got the course that takes place. You know, like almost 5K that takes place there in Windsor, Ontario. You know, it's. What is the toughest thing operationally for you?
Well, believe it or not, it probably isn't that hard to believe. It's securing the immediate downtown area to get ready to start the race. Mm. Detroit is hopping. I don't know if you've been over here lately, but on the Saturday night, 3 or 4 in the morning, it used to be desolate, but not anymore. And we have about an hour to get everybody out of our immediate footprint and get ready to start the race, and then receiving runners as they drive into town. So it's a very short window of time to get all the streets closed and get ready to start. So I'd say that's the toughest part. The second toughest part, of course, is getting the race course ready. We were paving streets, 1.4 miles of asphalt on Wednesday evening before the race, and it was perfectly smooth down Larned Street, right in the last mile of the course. So, those are always the challenges: is getting the course ready and get ready to start. So, once it starts, I can finally relax.
Yeah, absolutely, and I know of a couple of experiences where you're setting up a course. I'm talking from my own point of view, where I'm setting up a course, and you know, all of a sudden I'm there 3 days before the race itself, and then someone's actually dug a hole in the road.
Right, and we had our own experience this year. I won't name the exact location, but we had a sinkhole in the course on Friday morning. And fortunately, through some quick action of the people involved, we were able to get it filled and ready to go in less than 24 hours. But Those challenges are always out there for you, and they keep you hopping and keep you fresh.
Oh, they do. They absolutely do. I think most people would be surprised at some of the... We could write a book together, Bill.
Right. It would be fun. I thought about that, all the things that can happen. You know, I'm sure you're like me. I have dreams about this stuff about 2 months out, all the various things that can go wrong, and I try to sort them out.
That it is. But, you know, it's a wonderful event, and Detroit is such a wonderful place to do a race like that. And it really kind of highlights both communities of Windsor and Detroit to the world.
Absolutely.
And it's an iconic race, and thanks for all you do.
Well, thank you very much, Chris, and thanks to all those who joined us for the weekend, and I hope to see you next year.
For the 40th?
Yes, absolutely.
Anything big and special that you can tell us about for the 40th?
Well, I'm still putting equipment away. But I know we'll plan a great festivity for the 40th, and we'll certainly make it shine for both communities. So looking forward to it.
That sounds great. Thanks for joining us, Bill.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, all the best. Get some sleep.
Yes. I'll do my best.
Thanks for joining us. That's Bill Ewing, the operations director of the Detroit Free Press Marathon, which happened last weekend. And they put on a great race, and it is really a truly iconic race. For all those who are listening to us on podcasts around the world, when you're looking at those major marathons on your bucket list, like London, Paris, Big Sur, New York, even Boston, if you're quick enough, make sure you throw Detroit on there, because you will not be disappointed by crossing over an international bridge into a foreign country, Canada, and then coming back in a tunnel into the United States. It really is an incredible experience. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. This last weekend was obviously the Detroit Free Press Marathon. And a good friend of ours, Ed Whitlock, had just set another world record. Now, I know, Dave, you're just shaking your head on radio, which is always really telling.
Can you see it?
I did. Yeah. Congratulations to our good friend, Ed Whitlock. He's 85 years young. He's from Milton, Ontario, and he shattered the 85 to 89 age group world record for the marathon on Sunday. He took almost 40 minutes off the existing record and ran a 3:56.33. at the Scotiabank Toronto Waterfront Marathon this last Sunday. We caught up with Ed back in July and talked about his training at 85 years young. This is what he had to say. So, obviously, you're training for shorter distances right now. You're not training for marathon or half. What is the training cycle for you actually look like for within a week?
Really monotonous, and there's no great plans or strategy to it. And I'm not my training for both short distances and long distances is just the same. I just go out and run for basically as long as my current fitness will permit, and I don't pay any attention to how fast I'm running or really how far I go. I just go out and run for a certain amount of time, and that amount of time kind of depends on how fit I am. And if I'm starting off from an injury type of thing, then I'll only go out and run for, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes, and then I'll add a few minutes each day as long as I don't start to hurt again. I gradually keep increasing that amount day by day, as long as I can keep doing it. And when I ran my best marathon when I was 73, I'd done about 3 months of training 3 hours every day.
That's Ed Whitlock, ladies and gentlemen. He's 85 years young, holds 31 world records now for running, and just broke this last Sunday the 85 to 89 age group world record, running 26 miles, a marathon, in 3 hours and 56 minutes. Now, Dave, I've never broken four in my marathon time.
Me neither, not even close.
And I've never, you know, I mean, I would love to one day, but it was never big on my book. But, I mean, dude, he broke 4 hours at 85.
Yeah, I can't wrap my head around it. He's phenomenal. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
He's just one of the
kudos.
I'll tell you what. If you get a chance, go back and listen to that podcast. I've known Eddie for a long time. He is, without a doubt, the greatest living athlete anywhere. You won't find anyone else like this. And what's unique about him is it's short distances. It's marathon distance that he holds world records in. It's the whole thing. You know, the 1,500 meter, the 3,000. He holds the 5K. He holds records in everything. And it's incredible.
Amazing. That's all you can say.
Yeah.
Wow.
So congratulations to our good friend Ed Whitlock from Milton, Ontario, breaking 4 hours at 85. Just proof that it's any age. You can be literally any age to be doing this sport. You are listening to Running Flat Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
On AM 800. News, weather, sports, business, information, entertainment, contests.
Wednesday's Mean, we talk Junior B hockey with the LaSalle Viper Report at 12:35. We'll find out how the team is doing on ice, and we've got tickets to give away on the program. Plus, speaking of tickets, we've got a pair of those to go see Thriller Canada, the music, the moves, the magic of Michael Jackson. The big dinner and show Saturday, November 5th at the Chrysler Theater. Listen for your cue to call.
Arms Boomenleg, the Noon Report on AM 800. We're the station that gets people talking.
It almost seems common sense, but, you know, alas, common sense isn't so common these days.
AM 800 CKLW.
Unbelievable.
The information station. AM 800 is more mobile than ever. Download our free AM 800 radio app at am800cklw.com and listen live on your BlackBerry, iPod Touch, iPhone, or iPad.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul McDonald.
A crash has closed a section of the 401 in Chatham Kent. Provincial police say the highway is closed between Bloomfield Road and Highway 40. No word on injuries. Two homes in Leamington have been evacuated due to a mixture of gases escaping from an abandoned well. Emergency crews have closed the 200 block of Robson Road near Malibu Drive, except to local traffic. Outdoor burning has been banned in the immediate area until further notice. The Windsor Essex Catholic District School Board has launched an internal investigation after photos surfaced on social media. They show students had defecated in places other than toilets at St. Anne High School. Board spokesperson Stephen Fields calls it disturbing but isolated. Fields says the facilities have been cleaned up. In sports, the Blue Jays have staved off elimination with a 5-1 win over Cleveland. The Indians now lead the American League Championship Series 3-1 with Game 5 tomorrow in Toronto. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League tonight, Essex at home against Petrolia. The 73s lead the Flyers 2-0 in the first period. Weather-wise, showers this evening, then clearing overnight. Right now in Windsor, it's 22 Celsius, 72 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul McDonald, AM 800 News.
The afternoon news.
Local events. Things going on in my community.
AM 800.
Global news and national news.
Patients from around the world who are suffering from brain tumors will benefit from a partnership with the Bruce Nuclear Power Plants here in Ontario. We'll find out more. At 4:20, we'll have Evan Solomon join us, our national affairs specialist. We'll talk about those health transfer issues that are going on this week. Vitally important to our province because the feds want to cut what they transfer to us in half. What is that going to mean to us?
The afternoon news. Weekdays 3 till 6 on AM 800.
like Bonnie and Clyde, Batman and Robin, and Mary-Kate and Ashley. McDonald's McCafe specialty coffees and fresh-baked McCafe pastries are the perfect pair. McCafe specialty coffees are balanced to perfection, made with your choice of fresh 2% or skim milk from right here in Canada. Try pairing today with one of their delectable all-butter pastries baked daily. Visit am800cklw.com for your chance to win a $25 gift card to McDonald's to try this perfect pair for yourself. Visit McDonald's McCafe today or find out more at mcdonalds.ca.
Running Cloud Radio on AM 800. Get more info on local races and registration at runningflat.com.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. I'm Chris Yuzinski. You know, like, for the folks who are just kind of tuning in on this show, it's a show all about running. And I get that, you know, some people are sitting back going, well, yeah, it doesn't really pertain to me, but you know what it does? And I'll tell you why. Because anybody can run, and I want you to try it. I want you to get out there. I want you to do some walking. I want you to put one foot in front of the other, you know, and I want you to just be a better person by doing it. And that's what you kind of find yourself doing when you get more physically active, when you really pay attention to what you want to do as a goal to get it done, that you actually start paying attention to other parts of your life as well. And that's the beauty of the sport. And it's the sport that keeps on giving back in tons of ways. It gives back in just being physical. It gives back in you being able to feel better about yourself, build up some more self-confidence about yourself as well in the process. And that's the beauty of what we find in running. And we make tons of friends as well. For solitary sport, that's really all about being out there by yourself, you make some huge lasting relationships and friends out there that is really outstanding. And we kind of touch upon all those things within this show. As we're waiting right now for Melissa Bishop to come in the studios, what I wanted to do was be able to kind of bring Melissa, since she came back to town, get her on the air, and we can talk a little bit about what's been going on. And, you know, so let me tell you, Melissa Bishop is a frequent guest and a friend of Running Flat Radio, and she's an 800-meter specialist, an elite athlete that has gone to two Olympic Games and has broken the Canadian women's 800-meter record four times? Have you broken that thing four times?
Three.
Three times for sure.
Three for sure.
Three for sure.
Think about this.
For sure. And the last time she smashed the Canadian 800-meter record was 1:57.02 finish. Incredible work, an incredible person, an elite athlete that joins us from time to time in the studio here tonight. Welcome back to Running Flat Radio, Melissa Bishop.
Thank you.
So great to see you.
Nice to see you too. It's been a while.
Look at that huge smile. Look how happy you are. It's awesome.
Thank you.
So what's new?
Well, I've had some time off.
Yep.
I'm back training now, planning a wedding.
Nice.
Yep. This is my first day back in Windsor since August, so I'm...
And I'm honored that you made the time to come see us.
Well, you know what? I have a really busy schedule coming up, so this is actually works out perfect.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
So what is the fall looking like for you? When do you start back?
I'm about a week, 2 weeks in right now. Very easy runs, nothing extravagant by any means, just slowly building up. And... mainly a good base season is what we're really looking for. Be healthy, get some good mileage in there. I can tell now I was running at home, and now that my body is getting older, it's taking me longer to get into the swing of things again. And before, I think I could just have a week of easy running and get into training the thick of it quite quickly. But I need a few weeks now. The body's not keeping up quite as nicely as I would like it to.
But you're so young.
Young, but a lot of wear and tear, a lot of miles on these legs.
I know, but you've got so much world experience now, right? You got two Olympic Games under your belt.
Crazy.
Is there talk of a third Olympic Games?
Yes.
There is.
Yes. I think it's...
You're still going to be really young.
I'm still going to be really young, yeah. And I don't...
Tokyo 2020?
Tokyo 2020 is the end goal right now. And I think... I'm just not ready to be done. I think I have so much more left to do. I think 2016 was just the start of it. Well, maybe 2015, but I think these last few years have just been really the start of what I'm actually going to do.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Tell us about your journey.
From,
let's say, the last Olympics of these Olympics.
I mean, 2012, I broke 159 for 2 minutes, sorry, for the first time in 2012. I went into that Olympic Games on the assumption that I would make it to the semifinal, on the assumption that I would run fast. And I was so wrong. I didn't have very much experience on the international scene, and I was scared. I was afraid of these runners because I'd never run against them before. And these girls are running like 157s, and I just broke 2 minutes for the first time, right? So having that experience and having been able to make world teams and race internationally for the last 4 years has really what changed my mindset going into 2016. I was now the one who was feared, and I much prefer to be in that position. I'm the one running 157s, and now the girls are kind of afraid of me. And it's just having the experience, Chris, to be in different race scenarios and know how to react in those scenarios, because every race is different, and you learn something from every race. And being able to have all that 4 years of work behind me going into 2016 was really a confidence booster.
And is it the foreign tournaments and meets that are really helping you kind of build more confidence towards the world stage?
Yes and no. I have run a lot of really great races here in Canada and even in the States, but they play to different strengths. So when I'm in Canada, I'm forced to go with the rabbit, and I'm forced to put myself outside of that comfort zone of leading a race and making those moves at times when others wouldn't. When I broke the Canadian record in Edmonton for the first time this year, I was on my own. I had a rabbit. I was on my own, but it was I was forced to put myself. I am at the time of my life now where I can't just have a mediocre race. We need to take advantage of every race we run. We don't run them very often anymore. So when you go overseas, you get into that mix again. You get used to running in a pack and who goes where, and you learn to read the runners. You know what they're going to do sometimes, most of the time.
So you're like running royalty.
Yeah, am I?
I think you're running royalty. I think absolutely. I think when you look at it now, I mean, you are the top.
Well, thank you.
In this country, right? And that's a different role too than where you come from.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Windsor's pretty low key, right? University of Windsor's pretty low key. Even though they have an amazing program that's just had, you know, just an amazing run for a number of years. You know, it's not like you're at, you know, a big American university, you know, that's really flashy. Does that change too now for you, in regards to, you know, being older, more experienced, world, you know, having Canadian record?
No, I don't think it changes anything. I still consider myself like someone on the Lancer team. Like, I'm still friends with all the athletes on the Lancer team, even though they're 6 years younger than me. And you know, it's so many people have helped me along this way on this journey that. I don't know. It doesn't change it. I mean, it makes me want to keep working harder in that sense, but it doesn't actually change who I am. I don't think.
So lots of runners listen to this show, right? Mm-hmm. Not just here in the city, but around the world. And one of the things that I always wonder from an athlete that's been there is, do we take the route of going to a large U.S. university as a local runner, or do I go to a more established, maybe localized university that's more grounded? Like where's the push and the pull there? Where's the better place for you?
You know, I think it's very individual to the athlete and very dependent on what kind of program they're looking for. And I say, first and foremost, find the education program of your choice, no matter what school that's at. Like, you're going to need your education at some point. Go that route first and then focus on the track and field team. I think if you come... I came from a very small town. I was born and raised, went to a very small high school. I prefer the smaller
Eganville, Ontario.
Yes.
There you go.
I prefer the small setting of a University of Windsor versus a University of Michigan.
Yeah.
Right? And I think it's dependent on what the athlete's comfortable with and how much traveling they want to be doing, and do they want to be away from home, and you know, there's a lot of factors that go into it.
There is. Mm-hmm. There is. And I do talk to a lot of young athletes about that. And I think that, you know, there is no roadmap.
No.
But looking at your success really does give them, you know, some guidance on that.
For sure. And I think the CIS program, the Canadian schools, were becoming stronger because there are more athletes staying back. More athletes are choosing to stay in Canada because we're getting stronger now, and we have the resources to produce good athletes.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
So next couple months look like you're going back into training. Anything else going on that you want to talk about?
Well,
we have you.
Should I be talking about something?
You know, hey, you know, anytime you want to come back and guest co-host the show with me, I mean, it's always an honor and always a lot of fun.
Well, thank you. No, I have no plans. I'm going to be in Windsor now for a while. Stay put. Get back into a routine.
That sounds awesome.
See my people.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's great seeing you.
Nice
and congratulations on all your success this season.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Melissa Bishop from Eganville, Ontario. We also kind of adopt her for Windsor, Ontario, the Canadian record holder for the 800 meter at a 157.02 has joined us in the studios. It's now time for Song of the Week, and the Song of the Week is from Foreign Air with Echo on Running Flat Radio.
Monopoly Coast to Coast game at McDonald's is back. Today's winner is Tammy N. from right here in Windsor. Tammy won $10,000 cash. It's Small Business Month, so the Windsor Essex Small Business Center celebrates at the Small Business Expo 2016, a showcase of diverse small businesses from across our region, this Thursday from 5 till 9 p.m. Show your support for the entrepreneurs who keep our local economy strong at the Kubota Club in Windsor. Free admission, live entertainment, local food, prizes, and more. The Small Business Expo 2016. Visit WindsorEssexSmallBusiness.com for more. Sponsored in part by AM 800, Motor City Community Credit Union, Canada Business Ontario, and Cogeco. Autumn is in motion in Windsor and Essex. Visit swarginmotion.com for details on free or affordable recreational activities in your town. Take charge this fall and choose water.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center for this evening. Cloudy with showers, clearing overnight with gusty southwest winds becoming northwest and diminishing, the low of 9. Sunny for tomorrow, the high of 21. Becoming cloudy tomorrow evening with a 60% chance of rain developing, the low of 14. Periods of rain for Thursday, the high of 13. Cloudy Friday, the high of 14.
You could be eligible for a $30 to $50 reduction on your hydro bill each month. The amount of the credit depends on how many people live in your home and your combined income. For example, a household with four people earning $39,000 a year could get a $34 credit each month. Visit OntarioElectricitySupport.ca to see if you qualify and to apply. That's OntarioElectricitySupport.ca. For questions, call 1-855-831-8151.
Want amazing customer service? You got it. Come see why TELUS is number one in customer service of any national mobile provider.
This month, the LCBO is celebrating your whiskey with beloved classics and exciting new ones like Wayne Gretzky Red Cask. This all-star whiskey debut is destined for greatness. Masterfully blended, you can enjoy it neat or, naturally, try it on ice. A whiskey to raise your sticks to. You can shop for more great deals in-store or online at lcbo.com. Limited time offer while supplies last.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by the Bargain Annex.
Need a mattress? Need credit?
Bargain Annex to the rescue!
Get your appliances and credit back on track today. The Bargain Annex inside Deverman's.
We'll be right back.
picture on one. Here we go again.
That's Foreign Air with Echo on Running Flat Radio. Something you can add to your workout mix. Melissa Bishop joins us. She's going to stay in studio with us until the very end of the show, which is awesome. And now it's time to bring in Ben Kaplan from Iron Magazine.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by iRun.
And welcome to the show, the editor-in-chief of iRun Magazine, Ben Kaplan. How are you, Ben?
I can't complain, my friend. What's good?
You know what? I'm chafing, and my thighs hurt, and I ran a decent half marathon. You ran Toronto Waterfront.
Yeah, and I would say I ran a less than decent one, but it was nevertheless an edifying experience, and I feel good.
It was also hotter than Hades. I got to tell you, you know, it was like 70 degrees at start for Detroit, which is pretty unique, because usually when you're in that start block, it's always snowing or, you know, hinting at snowing.
Right. Well, good for you, man. It's good just to get out there. So, I mean, I'm sure you had a good day, and I'm sure, you know, you were nervous before it started, and you got up to the line, and you did your thing, and I bet you sped up when you saw the finish line, and I bet when it was all over, you, celebrated like I know you know how to do.
You know that I don't run with a watch, right?
Right.
And I don't run with music. I just run for the love of running.
There you go.
And I keep trying to tell people that. It's like, it's okay. You don't have to wear the watch.
I'll tell you the other thing. I had my music, my iPod, so beautifully set up. But if you do your pacing wrong and you don't train, no Norah Jones, no Eric Clapton, no Paul Simon, no Jack White, none of that's going to do you any bit of good anyway. So,
no.
It's about the pace and it's about the training. It's not about the watch and it's not about the music.
Absolutely. So, you know, Melissa's joining us live in studio today.
Oh, national treasure, Melissa.
How are you?
Good, dude. How are you?
I'm great.
Congratulations. You're just so inspiring, so terrific, and I just root for you.
Well, thank you. It means a lot.
Dude, that's the word in the street.
Yeah.
You know, and there's so much going on in Canada. You know,
right.
I mean, there's some new race series that are opening up. And there are some race series as well that are doing so well in Canada. There's always change, and we need to keep driving people in the sport. And we need heroes,
yes,
like Melissa.
Love that.
And other folks within track and field and like Ed Whitlock, right, who's inspiring us all to just keep running until we just can't run anymore, at the age of 85. And that's the beauty of the sport is all these people that we can kind of look at and go, you know what? I can be just like them. Or, you know, they came from my hometown.
And the grace that he conducts himself with and the way he's able to laugh at himself. I mean, there are like sort of like weekend warriors and just like and hoofers and whatever, and they who overthink it and over purchase goods and, you know, focus on the wrong stuff. But you talk to Ed and he's just, you know, he couldn't be more humble, and he's just, you know, he has a laugh about it. No doubt he does the work, but he also, you know, he keeps his tongue in his cheek and enjoys the ride.
He's a salt mine engineer, a retired salt mine engineer.
I love that.
And his attitude is wonderful because, you know, he's just about, he wears a watch, not for pace, but just to know when to go back home for dinner.
That's, everything he says is just, I have begged him on bended knee. Like 2 years ago, or even like 7 years ago, whenever it was, I don't know. First is when he came on my radar. I'm sure I'm not the first to drive out to his place in Milton Street and just like, let me write your book with you, man. You know, and he's a codger. I can't move him on that. But he likes attention, but he won't take that one more step. Boy, if we had that book out right now,
yeah,
I'd be making that Melissa Bishop Nike money.
Yeah, right.
he really is an amazing guy. And the one thing that I really respect about Ed, and I've known him for years, where, you know, I'd take him out for dinner every time I was in Milton. And we kind of sit down and, you know, I'd say, so Ed, you ran 3 hours today. It was like 78 degrees in the graveyard. You ran around in circles. How much water did you drink in those 3 hours? I don't drink water. I said, seriously? He goes, yeah, I'll have a sip before I leave, and I'll have a sip when I come home.
Yeah.
How about goo? How about any kind of nutrition?
Right.
No, nothing at all. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. You know, how about ibuprofen? You know, because, you know, I feel really old, and I have to take ibuprofen in the morning, especially after a half marathon I haven't run in a long time.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, I would never do that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he doesn't take meds. He doesn't medicate. He doesn't supplement. He is just this incredible anomaly that I think we're all kind of sitting back going, wow, look at this guy go. So
he runs in the cemetery compared to everybody else there. You know, you're doing great. No matter what you're doing, you're better than all them.
I think there's that, but I think the real story is that he doesn't want to get hit by cars, and that's why he does it offside in the graveyards.
That makes sense.
And it's also just down the road from his house. But hey, that's just the way it goes. You know, we're so excited to have Melissa on board. You still have that magazine out there. I know I've seen that as a past issue with Melissa on the cover.
Yeah, that's a hot seller. That is one of our, I love that issue. And Melissa was such a trooper in the freezing cold to get into her Olympic garden, get into the sort of, I don't know what that was that you're in the sort of like, not the jungle, but whatever, the palm fronds or some kind of bush or shrubbery or whatever. And
that was the swamp.
The evil swamp.
Right up the road from Lake Dory.
Yeah. I like to see Sports Illustrated put Derek Jeter in a swamp.
You're right.
Yeah. See, no one puts on airs.
Yeah. There's mentoring programs that I know that you're involved in with the University of Windsor and different track groups like Legion, mm-hmm. and some other folks. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure.
About getting some more girls involved and getting more boys involved in sport?
Yeah, we... Well, I don't know what programs you're speaking to specifically, but I work with RBC as one of their Olympians. They have 75 of us, I think, from all across the country.
Okay.
But mainly it's about going to these bigger corporate events and sharing our stories with people and in hopes of inspiring people to run. And I was just at an event with CHEO, the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, and RBC. They've partnered for a run to tackle youth mental illness in that area to get basically more funds into the hospital so they can stop it like right from the get-go. And it is a 5K, 10K run walk, and it's just about getting people outside of their comfort zone and out and trying something new and supporting something that is so, so prevalent in this day and age right now, mental illness, and especially with youth.
And is that London only?
No, it's up in Ottawa, actually.
Oh, okay.
I was home doing that. So it's happening next September at a equestrian club in Kanata.
Yeah, it's really funny. You know, I do my banking at RBC. And they have those big screens in behind.
Oh, did you see me on it?
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
It's, I go, hey, that's Melissa Bishop.
Well, it's funny you say that because we go to the events and they're like, I know you from somewhere, but I can't quite put a finger on it.
How did you enjoy the Olympic experience this time around? Did you at least get to enjoy some of it, a little more than the last one?
No, I probably enjoyed more of the Olympic experience in 2012.
The first time.
Because I was out so early, I could go and see different events and tour around the city and do stuff like that. But because I was, I made it to the final, we were the last day of track and field. And other than the men's marathon and a few other events, we were one of the last events to compete. So the experience itself, what I did see was I had a really great time. The village was beautiful. The food was crap, which is always It's always the case. It's just they have to produce such high volume. It's never it's
high quality,
right? So, I mean, you could get what you needed before race time, and I had packed some stuff just in the event that things weren't good. But my parents were there and my fiancé, and they stayed in a nice area. But they were out and about traveling the public transportation, and they had a great time. They loved it.
So all the stories of Rio and
and it was so unfortunate that the media just kind of killed it because the stands weren't full for us. Unless Bolt was in the stadium or Andre, there was really the stands weren't full, and people are unfortunately just they're so poor over there they can't afford the tickets to go. And man, it would have been an awesome games if that was full every single day, every morning session, every afternoon session. It's another high for us to compete in that crowd.
That was my comment about marathon. Both women and men's marathon had no one in the stands, had no one on the streets. I mean, it was like, wow.
It was hard. It was tough. And I don't know, I can't speak to other venues because I didn't get to go and I didn't really get to speak to anybody who was there. But I know being in London, it was like competing in crowds like that, just and especially if there's a hometown or a home country in the race, that is
inspiring.
That is electric in there. It is, it's craziness to be competing that.
Money goes into building these things, and no money goes into like common sense and helping the people and helping the athletes. You're going to build these huge facilities. Let the people come. What's the point of that? I mean, they could, all of those people could be inspired, and they could become runners of their own and help Brazil in that
That's
way.
Right.
But all the people they could foster, and instead they just let the opportunity fester.
And you know what? I think actually for the Paralympics, they reduced the price of the tickets so people could come.
That's right. I think that's right.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Ben, thanks for joining us, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. And Melissa, real treat. Congratulations. I love watching you and cheering you on. And your comments after your race when you run, always so graceful and always so, I don't know, you're a good role model. Keep it up. We're rooting for you.
Absolutely.
Will do, Ben. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Ben. Talk to you next week, man.
Bye.
And thank you, Melissa, for joining us. Great seeing you again. Dave-O, thanks for coming in.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks to our 101st. This is our 101st episode. My
is
gosh.
It, really?
It is.
Congratulations.
Did you bring cake?
It's in the car.
Okay, perfect. Thanks to Ben Kaplan from Ironman Magazine for information about the Peely Island Winery Half Marathon in 2017, which is sold out, or any of our other events. You can go to runningflat.com, as well as any of our Facebook pages for our races. You can follow us on Twitter at Running Flat. And thanks to all of you who are downloading the show in record numbers and allowing me to keep you company for your run, your walk, and your workout. We'll be back in 7 days. Until then, I'm Chris Uzinski. Keep running.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode. Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program. Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW. The information.